This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words, what to leave, what to say.
Mother, can you keep them in the dark alive? Can you hide them?
InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Rob Dew has come back in. His Skype has reoriented, and he's here to give us a final transmission before David Knight, back from on the road on the East Coast covering the Trump events, is with us. Here's my deal. I don't completely trust Trump. He says stuff I disagree with, but the hysteria and misrepresentation over everything he says, with the war crimes of Hillary and the evil of Obama and the neocon Republicans, the man has a saintly record compared to them, and he isn't a hypocrite about women or anything else like Cruz. I am down for Trump just to be anti-establishment and pro-populist. Rob Dew, what do you say from Janesville, Wisconsin? All right, his mic is not in. His mic's internal, not external. Plug your mic in. Dew is doing such a great job. And, hey, even mainstream media doesn't have, you know, tech that works this good. We're doing great with Skype. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
All right. You know, people talk about Trump's past or where he did this or that. Bernie Sanders used to write smut porn and talk about how, like, women like to be raped. They like to fantasize about that. So what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to this guy. I want to talk to him.
The thing is, we can't all get along.
How's he doing? Go ahead.
If we have disagreements, we can all, like, get along and be civil. So that's one thing that is going on here today, Alex, is that it's been very civil. These people are misguided, and I feel bad for them, but that's about all you can do at this point.
Well, Trump's coming up, what, in about 2 hours?
Saying all lives matter, which is good. So something is working.
Trump's coming up in 2 hours?
2 hours. He'll be here at 4 o'clock.
I don't even want you to get in there and cover him. I mean, he can't be one. I want you to cover these people.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to get really heated about the time he gets here. So we'll be here covering that. I've been putting up reports all day. I've got a lot more stuff shot that I just haven't had time to upload, but we'll be uploading that. Kid Daniels has been shooting.
He's done a great job. The articles are up on InfoWars.com. Hey, dude, what about asking him why they get hysterical about the word Trump written on chalk? Maybe you should get chalk and write it in front of them and see if they have a heart attack.
All right, I'll see if we can do that. That's a good idea. I did ask a couple people about that, and, you know, it's definitely getting louder. Oh, see, they had to change it. Somebody came up, it was this lady here, and told him to change it to Black Lives Matter. Let's go find out.
She told you what?
She told him to change. Hey, can I talk to you real quick?
Sure.
So they were just saying all lives matter, and then it said, did you go up there and tell them to just say Black Lives Matter?
Oh, no. No, okay. I said we do each
one. Oh, you do each one?
Yeah,
okay.
All lives matter.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, brother, some people say it's racist to say all lives matter.
If you
were black enough, if you noticed they were standing before I went over there.
I saw the All Lives Matter. I heard it. And that's when I thought they switched. I thought you went over there and
yeah, turned the mic. Yeah, all lives do matter.
All lives do matter. Yeah.
Ask her if they get scared if they see the name Donald Trump. Because I get scared their signs say Trump. I need a psychologist.
She's got a sign that says you're fired. That kind of scares me. I don't ever want to be fired. But, yeah, they definitely have learned how to shut down any type of discourse between people. And
do you know you're not getting fired?
No, I know. I'm not worried about that.
We're going to have you set up on a big pink pillow in the control room. Like a royal creature.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. It's definitely...
I see you're not a golfer.
Because there's three more events, Alex. There's two tomorrow and one Saturday, and there may be even more. He's talking about going to Madison, Wisconsin, which is a liberal hotbed. So that would be huge. I think if
all right, listen,
there,
we're out of time. David Knight's coming up. I want you to have him introduce, continue on, as long as your battery goes. Now you got to get recharged and other batteries and stuff. But Rob, do a great job. We'll follow your work and all the videos you're about to upload in HD, Infowars.com. There's 55 minutes of transmission left. I'm Alex Jones. David Knight's coming out of the bullpen.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. I'm your host, David Knight, in the studio. We're going to be going back to Rob Dew in Wisconsin. And, of course, Donald Trump is holding a rally at the hometown of Paul Ryan. When Paul Ryan came out in opposition to him, strongly in opposition to him. And, of course, we're hearing all these GOP establishment figures like John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, saying, I want to have Paul Ryan as president. And Paul Ryan, no, not me, not me. No, I don't want the job. And we heard that all before, haven't we? We heard all that when they were offering him as Speaker of the House, and then they kept twisting his arm, and then he became Speaker of the House, reluctantly grasping the reins of power. You know, this is a guy who's now saying he doesn't want to be president, but it was just the last election he was running for vice president. Okay? So this is part of the Republican establishment. Donald Trump goes to his hometown to basically take it straight to him. There's a large contingent of people there that are pushing back, and this is something that was inevitable from the very beginning. Donald Trump pushed back against political correctness, and I think that's one of the things that those of us who like him, and again, I don't believe that he's a perfect person,
I don't agree with him on the civil liberties issues, but you know what? It's really slim pickings on civil liberties. I don't know anybody in either party that is currently running for president that is good on civil liberties. I liked a lot of the stuff that Rand Paul said. He's not there anymore. Okay, and I would have liked to have seen him a lot stronger on civil liberties than he was. And even the Libertarian Party, I thought they were extremely weak 4 years ago under Gary Johnson. He tended to focus on gay marriage and abortion and ignore the national security state, the police state. I couldn't believe what he chose to focus on. So, yeah, there's not a lot of choices out there, even running third party for civil liberties. We're going to have to do that in a different way, folks. I don't think we're going to find a person who loves to have power who is going to divest that from the center. But we can do some things to block the globalist. For whatever reason, Donald Trump, for over 30 years, has opposed the kind of globalist trade deals that we've seen. He's opposed the foreign policy that puts America's interests last. He is now proposing an America First foreign policy. He didn't coin that term, but he is using it repeatedly. And we're going to talk today about an in-depth interview that he had with the New York Times. It was a very good interview because it was about 40 pages if you print out the transcript. And I want to talk about the back and forth because this is what the establishment of both parties wants to focus on. We have a very narrow range of issues that are always talked about. And there's a slight distinction, but not much of a difference between the two parties on those issues, as I've said before. And then on civil liberties, the only thing that's ever talked about is the Second Amendment. Everything else is pretty much ignored. This is the first time we've had a candidate who has directly attacked the establishment, the banks, the central banks, the globalists, the elitists who are writing these trade deals in secret. I think that is a big thing. But, of course, going back to what I started to talk about, the political correctness and his attack on that, using that as the left has, as the right is now doing with Megyn Kelly and Fox News, they use political correctness and the perpetually offended victim ideas to shut down any discussion of issues. Because if you start to get on to a real substantive issue, they shut you down and call you a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, whatever. Just to shut it down. They use these labels. And that's what you heard as Rob Dew was going down the crowd and talking to people. Why don't you like Donald Trump? He's a racist. He's a racist. That's all they talk about. So it was inevitable when he started pushing back on political correctness that it was going to be a head-to-head collision with these people, that they were going to be absolutely furious and call him racist repeatedly because it wasn't having any effect. He went directly to their primary method of controlling the discussion by dumbing it down, by shaming you into silence, by calling you a racist whenever you disagree with them on a policy issue. Rob Dew's ready. Let's go back to that crowd. I want to see what's happening there and ask Rob a couple of questions. Rob, are there any people there lining up for the event tonight? It's quite a few hours away, isn't it?
There's no Trump supporters here at all. It's totally devoid. These are all anti-Trump. Oh, no, I'm kidding. These are all the Trump supporters right here. So the line starts over here, comes this way, and then snakes back beyond these people, way over that way. It's a huge crowd. We're going to come around. I'll show you the full crowd. It's huge.
And I asked you that question,
right,
Rob, because
Donald right there.
I asked you that question because when we were in New York, everybody was focusing. There was the event there, APAC. They had about 15,000 people going into this massive Verizon Stadium there to listen to the speakers. And they had a small group of protesters that were surrounded by police to protect them from the crowd, to protect the crowd from them. And that crowd stayed there. You could see that crowd after everybody had filed in. But the media comes by, the drive-by media takes a picture of it.
Here's the rest of them, David. Sorry to interrupt you, but here's the rest of the crowd. It snakes along back this way.
Wow.
Back way over there.
Wow.
I think they should have got a bigger boat, to quote Jaws.
And see, that's the thing. You can see that there in Washington. They were all compacted and flowing back and forth into a, and it was a line, but it looked like a massive mob.
What's up, Alex? Stay right here. I'll interview in a second. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a lot of people here. The protesters, I would say it's 21 Trump supporters or protesters. I got one right here. Just came over to me. He said he wanted to say hi to Alex Jones. David Knight's actually on the air right now. Why are you here? What makes Trump like your candidate?
Because he says what's on his mind and he's not afraid to say it.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like where he stands on different issues, protecting America, making America great, bringing jobs back, taxing China, you know, squaring things up.
Squaring things up. When you talk to these people over here, they say talk like that is scary and racist and xenophobic and sexist. They just want to put a label on it, I guess.
Well, what's wrong with taking care of America? Every other country takes care of themselves. Why can't we be proud Americans and do what's best for this country?
Spoken like a true racist.
They call me what they want to, but, you know, I don't wear the label black,
exactly.
African-American. I'm an American.
Yeah.
And, I've learned a lot over the years, and it's about America. It's about this country and doing what's right for this country. And so that's where Trump is leaning, and so that's where I'm at. So
I hope you make it in. I think you're going to make it in.
Well, I hope so. I've been here for over 3 hours. So hopefully I will.
David, I was out here at 9 a.m., and there was already a line forming. So and that was with no protesters at that time. So it was definitely far out. Do you have any questions for the show? What's your name?
Ken Herford.
This is Ken. Do you have any questions for Mr. Ken?
Yeah, I was going to tell him that I was going to cover a story from National Review where basically they're attacking the white middle class now, saying that white middle class sees themselves as victims. They're just not doing anything. They're using drugs, and it's all their fault. And we've heard this for many years about the black community. That's the way they've attacked the black community as well. And when I see him there, I understand that, you know, I think now when we look at this story, we understand this has been a technique to essentially shut down white people's sympathy for what's going on in the black community. But now we need to understand that the real divide isn't between black and white, but it's between the elitists and the middle
right.
and lower class. Yeah,
go ahead. Long question.
Yeah, I know. Just kind of give them that feel for you.
Yeah, sure. So this is a National Review article you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So David's talking about there's a National Review article that came out and basically saying that it's the white middle class has screwed up America, the kids are spoiled, they're using drugs, and, you know, just not being good citizens. And so David's saying that was the arguments they were also using in the 50s and 60s against blacks to try to separate people, trying to say, so now the middle class is bad for America, and so I guess we need elites and then, like, low worker serfs. I guess that's the only way we can have happiness, true happiness in America. But anyway, what do you think about that, and have you seen that in your living, in your life?
No, as a matter of fact, I kind of take the opposite opinion on that. I believe one of the reasons that America has fallen, yeah, we got to deal with some issues. America's not perfect. There's racism. There's all kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, the overwhelming majority of Americans are American. And it's about America. And so I don't buy into that. I just think one of the problems I think with white America is this. They're too intimidated to speak up for what's right because they're afraid of being labeled for stuff.
Yeah.
Speak up for what's right. You don't have to stand up for what's wrong, but speak up for what's right. Stop being intimidated because, you know, it's hurting the entire country because you won't stand up for what's right. I don't care if it's a black person or a Latino or a white person commit crime. He needs to go to jail. If he's doing things wrong, they need to be dealt with. You know, and for the people who's working hard doing right, we need opportunity to fail or succeed. We don't need big government telling us what to do. I don't need them watching over me, telling me what I can and can't have.
If we don't need them shipping in their drugs either.
Right, exactly. So if I succeed, I succeed. If I fail, I fail. But allow me the freedom to do that. And I believe in liberty. That's why I love this station, because I believe in liberty.
Right on. Do you live here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I live in Beloit, Wisconsin.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a substitute teacher.
All right. I used to do that. Middle school is the worst.
Absolutely. Hey, I think that's unanimous with all teachers, man. You can try your hardest to stay away from the middle schools, but sometimes you got to go bite the bullet.
And those kids need help, too, though. Hey, good luck to you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for talking. All right. Yeah. Hi. So, yeah, Richard said you're from the Ukraine?
I'm actually not from Ukraine, but all four of my grandparents came over legally. They had to wait the lottery. They were refugees. One of my grandfathers married my grandmother, and he came over to America and had to wait. She had to wait to come over as well. But in regards to that, I know I can just talk about anything forever, but I'm Ukrainian 100%, and what's going on in Ukraine right now needs to be addressed, and I know that Kasich addressed it. Mm-hmm. And I want to find out what Trump has to say as well, because to be honest with you, I voted Kasich in the Illinois primary because I was at the UIC Convention Center, and he canceled it because of the protests, and I didn't get to hear what he had to say unfiltered by the media. That's why I'm here today, because even though I'm not a voter in Wisconsin, he might be the president one day.
And he might get the nomination.
And if he gets the nomination, for sure, like, seriously, I will vote for him for reals. Like, for serious, I'll vote for him. Sorry, I'm trying to be hip with the culture and everything like that and be on fleek, but, you know.
We're not super hip at InfoWars. David, do you know what's going on with Soros's, or I guess Trump's view of what's going on in the Ukraine? Has he come out and said anything about it?
I'm going to talk about his foreign policy approach to it. Of course, what he said about the Ukraine, Rob, was that he was surprised that the countries that were close to Ukraine weren't taking a more active role in it if they thought that it was a danger from Russia. And that, of course, plays into what he was talking about with America First. Stay with us. We're going to go right back to Rob Dew. He's in Wisconsin at the Trump rally. We'll be right back.
If you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall, there's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Tuesday, March 29, 2016. Of course, we have Rob Dew and the InfoWars crew at the Wisconsin rally that's at the hometown of Paul Ryan. And when we come back, I'm going to have Rob Dew ask some of the people online how they feel about this effort to take the delegates after the election. This is what the GOP establishment is doing. It's what Ted Cruz is doing with their encouragement, with their support. And, of course, Paul Ryan, from the town where this rally is being held, is one of the names that they're holding up as someone they might coronate. Because, you know, the voters just can't get it right. Yeah, I think we need to stop talking about how they're trying to stop Trump, how they're trying to steal the votes from Trump. No, they're stealing the votes from the voters. Remember we had that political consultant on Showtime's The Circus said, you know what, all Donald Trump's got is a lot of voters. So let's just take the voters. Now, he didn't say, so let's just take the voters. He did say, all he's got is a bunch of voters. Well, that's our voice. That's our input into the government, as small as it is, as corrupt as the whole system is. That's our only little voice. And now they want to take even that away. And that ought to make us incredibly angry. Just as angry as if we saw them coming in with guns and carting out boxes full of ballots and burning them after we had voted. Because that's what Ted Cruz and the GOP is doing. They're using every tactic they can to get rid of the voters' preferences. Now, we get a situation where you've got a massive plurality for one candidate, and they throw this to the wind because they say, no, 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 our magic rule is 50% plus one. And it doesn't matter if we've got hundreds more delegates for this one candidate. We've got a massive plurality for this candidate. It doesn't matter if he won every single district in South Carolina, every single delegate. No, no, no. We're going to give those delegates to Ted Cruz. They do that. There ought to be a revolution, and if there isn't, this country is over. Now, before we go back to Rob Dew, I just want to let you know about a couple of specials that are going to be ending tomorrow at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special on Deep Cleanse, 10% off. That ends tomorrow at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, Deep Cleanse is our fastest-selling InfoWars Life formula yet. We keep selling out for weeks, for months at a time. And, of course, you can always make sure you get any of these products that are constantly selling out, like Deep Cleanse. Get them. Have them always in stock if you sign up for AutoShip. And to help you to share this, to make this a win-win situation, it helps us with our inventory, make sure you always get your product. And so we give you a 10% discount when you sign up for products for AutoShip. But again, Deep Cleanse contains the power of concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, many other cleansing ingredients. You can get that, or we also have a special 20% off the Ultimate Cleanse Pack. Now, that includes Deep Cleanse, but it also includes Liver Shield Oxy Powder. So you get all three of those 20% off. That sale ends tomorrow, and the 10% off Deep Cleanse by itself ends tomorrow. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the reviews there. See what people say these products have done for them, and take advantage of that. And also, make sure that you sign up for AutoShip if you try these products and like them. That way, they will never go out of stock for you. Do we have... We got Rob back. Let's go back to Rob. I want to see if Rob can ask some people there how they feel about this Stop Trump movement, which is really Stop the Vote. That's what we ought to start calling it, Stop the Vote. We had the GOP delegates say, hey, why do we have primaries and caucuses? He said, well, that's a good question. I don't even know why we need those, because we delegates are going to be the ones who decide.
Right. Well, hey, David, as I was over here in the Trump line, the people going to see Trump, I saw this lady. Her name's Ariella, and she has a Love Trump's Hate. And so I haven't even asked her this yet. I just told her to stand by. So are you a Trump supporter or are you a protester?
I'm a protester.
And so why are you in line to go see Trump?
Because as a citizen of this country, I have a right to hear what a presidential candidate has to say.
And you're going to bring that sign in?
I'm going to try.
And are you going to try to disrupt the rally in any way?
No, my intention is to go in peace, for sure. I just want to make my voice heard regardless. I do feel like, you know, I have a right to make a voice heard, though. So, like,
what do you think about the Republican establishment coming out and saying, and this is one of the heads, I think he was in Nebraska, said, these elections don't even matter because the party picks who they're going to run for president. What kind of country is that?
One that's not controlled by the people.
Exactly. So
How does she feel about the Democrat superdelegates? Does she like that situation?
Right. How do you feel about so Louisiana primary, before it started, 0% votes coming in. Hillary already had 6 delegates. How do you feel about that? Like, they're literally stealing it from Bernie Sanders.
I'm completely convinced that these elections are rigged. I've seen evidence in prior elections that I've worked where the numbers didn't line up, and I just didn't have enough evidence because, you know, I was only one person. But the citizens always know, I think, in the end.
I agree. Yeah, there definitely is something going on. So are you going with friends, or are your friends Trump supporters?
You know, all my friends are over with other protesters. Nobody wanted to join me in the line. So presently I'm going in alone.
So you're not afraid that you're going to get attacked, or you're not afraid of any threats of violence against yourself?
It could happen to me, but Martin Luther King was willing to put up with a lot, and he died for his cause, so I kind of use him as my little inner hero. He inspires me to stay strong.
That's good. I agree with that. We got to go to break, Rob. I absolutely agree with going to a protest, holding up your sign silently, as long as you don't disrupt and shut down other people's speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Rob Du.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going back to Rob Du, who's in Wisconsin, where the Donald Trump rally is going to be held in about an hour and a half. There's a massive crowd of people who are lined up to get into that rally, and there are some protesters out there, of course, that's going to be a common feature of all the Donald Trump rallies that we see coming up. We were just asking some of the people in line about what they feel about the effort to steal the vote, because that's really what it is. Let's understand that Stop Trump is really steal the vote. It's not about taking delegates from Donald Trump. It's about taking delegates from the voters who have selected them. I want to go back to Rob and see if he's got anybody there who wants to weigh in on that. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. So what's your name, sir?
Kirk Kafer.
All right, Kirk. What do you think about what's going on with the Republican establishment coming out and saying essentially we can steal this from Trump, even if he has the delegates, we could just go either make a broker convention happen. We're going to keep these guys in who aren't going to win. And they literally said the party chooses, not the people.
Well, I think it's good. It's an outrage. And if they go and do that, I think it'll destroy the Republican Party. And God forbid, I hope there's no violence. Trump said there'd be a riot. I don't know what he's talking about. Kind of riot, probably an uproar. And an outspoken public who would be totally outraged if that were to happen. The Republican Party always wanted to be the inclusive party and bring in independents and Democrats and ethnic minorities. And Trump is doing that, and they're trying to, you know, affect his outcome of the election. I think it's totally outrageous, but hopefully he wins it outright, and we'll see here.
Yeah. What do you think about what was recently came out with Ted Cruz and the sex scandal? I mean, we don't cover that much, but do you think it might sink or hurt his chances here in Wisconsin?
Not sure. I don't know the accuracy of that. I don't know the truth, that the CEO of National Enquirer is a good friend of Donald Trump. And he vehemently denies that he had anything to do with that, just like he had nothing to do with the picture that supposedly Ted Cruz put out about his wife when she did a naked pose for, I don't know what magazine it was. But, yeah, I don't know if I believe it or not. I haven't seen the truth to that. But, yeah, that's all I got to say to that.
You know, Rob, I want to chime in on that. I think that whole thing was a setup by the Cruz organization. You know, Rubio had been shopping the thing, as they called it, to all these different media outlets before he dropped out quite some time, about a month earlier. Anonymous had been all over social media saying that they were going to leak details about Ted Cruz's affairs, about his liaisons with prostitutes. And that happened just a couple of days before the National Enquirer came out. And I'm sure that the Cruz campaign knew that this National Enquirer story was about to break. I'm not sure that the Donald Trump campaign knew, but I can guarantee you the Ted Cruz campaign knew. So what did they do, Rob? They came out with an attack designed to provoke Trump, to get him to push back, so that it could look like the National Enquirer story was something that Donald Trump had put out there. This was something that Anonymous was going to put out. It was something other media organizations were going to put out. And I think that whether or not he had responded to that, I think they still would have blamed him for the National Enquirer. So if Donald Trump had been completely silent about what that Cruz super PAC had done with the tweet about his wife, I think they still would have said, oh, we put this tweet out about your wife, and now you responded with this National Enquirer. It was, I think, a masterful play by Ted Cruz. It shows us what a devious Machiavellian character he is, in my opinion. Newt Gingrich says, hey, it was utterly stupid for Donald Trump to get sucked into this fight with Donald Cruz, with Ted Cruz's wife. I don't think that's what happened. I think this was a setup by Ted Cruz. And I'll tell you something else, Rob. I think that when you look at the way he dodged this question from the Daily Mail reporter, they asked him, they said, why don't you say that you've been faithful? They said, instead of making a blanket declaration that he's been faithful during the entirety of his 14-year marriage, a move that would effectively end the vicious news cycle, Cruz stood silently as a campaign surrogate, Carly Fiorina, leapt in to intercept the question and change the subject. And this is Carly Fiorina, who, if you remember, back in July was given $500 million by another super PAC. They spent $500,000. They spent $536,000 that super PAC did. And $500,000 of that was given to Carly Fiorina. And at the end of the quarter, the FEC said, what's going on? You're a Cruz super PAC. Why are you giving virtually all of your money to Carly Fiorina? Well, now we see Carly Fiorina stepping in as Cruz comes back and says, no, I'm not going to say that I was faithful to my wife. This is a guy whose wife says, our campaign is the face of God to America. And I want to say, if Ted Cruz has been faithful to his wife, why is he afraid to say it? Why, if he's the face of God to America and he wants to parade his public piety around and his good works, why don't you talk about your faithfulness to your wife? Maybe you're about as faithful to your wife, Ted, as you are with your tithing. You know, evangelicals have said, hey, we think you ought to give 10%. He doesn't give 0.1% to any charity. All charities combined is less than 1%. So they pressed him on this. They asked him a second time after Carly Fiorina had run interference for him. That's why she was standing there for him. They said, Senator, I'm sorry, this is a very serious question about your character. See, he's made it about him being the fulfillment of some kind of Mormon messianic prophecy, okay? He says he's the face of God to America. You got Glenn Beck leading prayer rallies for him everywhere. So if you're going to put yourself out there as that kind of a person, you shouldn't have a problem saying that you've been faithful to his wife. And so they said, well, you just, if the answer is yes, just say, yes, I've been faithful to my wife. Can you just say that, please? But he didn't. He said, Donald Trump's stuff is garbage. Okay, it's a National Enquirer stuff. And quite frankly, on these issues like this, the National Enquirer has far more credibility than Ted Cruz does. Remember how he lied about Ben Carson. Remember how he told everybody for a half hour, and it was a half hour. Look at that timeline. Again, go back and look at that timeline. 20 minutes before the Iowa caucuses started, there were two tweets that went out by CNN. At the same time, one after the other. When I'm saying, hey, it's weird, Ben Carson is going away, but he says he's not getting out of the race. They wait 20 minutes till the caucuses start, and then all over Iowa, just happened at the same time. They all say, as the caucus starts, all these Ted Cruz people are telling everybody in all the individual caucuses, hey, Ben Carson is getting out. And they continue to do that for another half hour until the Ben Carson people furiously started screaming, he's not getting out. And then they stopped. He would never, never admit that they lied about it. Never take responsibility for it. That's why Ben Carson will not endorse Ted Cruz. Let's go back to Rob Dew. Rob, you still there?
Yeah. Hey, I'm actually watching a debate between an Egyptian Muslim who came here 6 years, took him to get legal, and then he's debating this young fellow across the way who's complaining about how much it costs to become a legal citizen. So.
Okay. So this is a Trump supporter that he's debating, or?
So, yeah, they're debating right now. I'm shooting this on YouTube or on a camera. And then a gentleman over here said he came over and said, can we agree that we need to get the Illuminati out of the White House? And then there's another gentleman over here with a white phone. He's talking about the New World Order and trying to explain to him what the New World Order is. So there's a lot of interesting ideas that are going forth. Unfortunately, there's a wide gulf between the two fences. You can see that barrier they put up to keep people from coming together and talking to each other. Because what you essentially have here is, you know, with all the chanting and screaming and yelling, everybody's been pretty nonviolent. And I've gone up to basically everyone here. I interviewed a guy with a communist flag, and he talked to me. And some people were like, oh, don't talk to him, don't talk to him. And I just kept asking questions, and they started talking. So I think, you know, one thing that has to happen for any change to go one way or the other. People have to talk to each other.
That's right. You know, what I saw in Washington, Rob, were the protesters just repeating a three-word phrase over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, it was absolutely insane. And I'm sure that at the end of this, they turned the police into Donald Trump voters. I can't imagine anybody just repeating a three-word phrase, Trump is a racist, or whatever, you know. And then they would go on to something else that was a similar variation of that. There was no discussion. There was just shouting in people's faces. And I don't mind having a discussion. As I said before, I think somebody going into a rally, holding up a sign, protesting a candidate, saying that you have a different point of view, doing that silently so you don't disrupt the discussion of a private rally, I think that's perfectly legitimate. I hate to see them corral people at these political conventions into free speech areas. I think that is an abomination in this country. Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I've seen nothing but peace on both sides. There's some yelling. We actually saw a guy carrying a Confederate flag earlier. We think he might be a provocateur. We're not sure yet. But this young man over here came over. Come on over here, buddy. What's your name?
Brandon Krause.
This is Brandon. And, he said, hey, man, can we just get the fluoride out of the water? Here's somebody who's got his head screwed on straight and really wants to, you know, do something that's going to be meaningful change. A lot of these people, I had a discussion with a guy who's a biochemist. Couldn't tell me what hydrofluorosilicic acid was. Didn't know that it was bad for you. Didn't know that they put it in the water and tell you to drink it. Yet it's supposed to be for your teeth. You know, these people don't look at the back of their toothpaste where it says, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately.
You know, Rob, so, I thought he was going to say that the governor of Michigan ought to be impeached for fluoride in the water, because I don't think he knew the difference between fluoride and iron and lead, brother.
I mean, right, exactly.
I think we got to get back to the basics here and just, you know, trying the fluoride out of the water. You know, try and get GMOs labeled. I mean,
in the Fed.
Yeah, in the Fed, exactly.
That's like three things right there. If we did, you know, we could start turning stuff around, especially in the Fed would clear up a lot of the money supply for people to actually, you know, spend and finance things. Interestingly enough, though, David, one of the cops earlier came up behind me and shook my hand. He goes, "I've seen you on TV. We're big fans here." So, you know, the police, big fans of freedom, which is good to see. It's, you know, that's what I really like to see. And so this is good. We're having, you know, right now between this fence, it's a shame we have to have a fence between people to talk, but at least people are coming together and are talking. I think they're kind of done screaming and chanting. So that's definitely a good sign.
That's a good sign. All right, we'll be looking for your report tonight. Rob, thank you so much. Again, Rob and the InfoWars crew are there in Wisconsin where the Trump rally is going to be held. What is it, Rob? It's about 2.5 hours or so.
Yeah, it starts at 4 o'clock. I'm not even sure what time it is. We've been out here for so long. Spotters on the roof. They do have metal detectors out there, and I think, did you say TSA was here?
TSA was here
earlier. I'm probably setting up the metal detectors and getting them from a local airport. And there was a SWAT van, a lot of security. Alongside the back of the hotel where the access road is, they parked snowplows there so people couldn't park, probably also to keep a security perimeter. So there's definitely a heightened sense of security here overall than from, you know, what I've seen. But, you know, I haven't really been to any Trump events, so.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I know that when we were following the Pope around, the police in Washington and New York were a lot more sophisticated about crowd control. They didn't freak out about everything as much as they did in Philadelphia, for example. That was so over the top because they don't deal with that sort of thing all the time. And
right.
So I think when you go to some smaller towns like this, you always have to kind of wonder whether the police are going to be able to handle this reasonably or not. They were very professional in Washington, D.C. with both the Trump rally that we went to last week and the Pope's visit. Also in New York, I was surprised have the police conducted things there. They're used to that type of thing all the time. It's the small towns that things can sometimes get out of hand, but it looks like they've got it under control there.
Yeah, and I think it's what happened last night, too. They might have beefed it up a little more, thinking that people were going to try to rush the hotel and stop this, but that was literally, I think, the only time they were going to get in, because when I woke up this morning, there were cops everywhere, and they'd set up, you know, a perimeter. But, you know, I haven't seen any fights. Haven't seen anybody getting, a couple yelling matches, but really some small stuff, nothing major. And so I think this one's going to be, is going to end peacefully, hopefully. And then we'll go on to the next one. We got two tomorrow, one near Green Bay and one near Appleton. So it's going to be a busy day tomorrow.
We'll be looking for those reports. That's Rob Dew and InfoWars crew in Wisconsin there at the Trump rally. Thank you very much, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk about what the real issue is with the wives. We've got a story up at InfoWars.com, The Wife War Distraction. This is by Kurt Nemo, and he points out, you know, it really isn't so much this competition between the wives. Of course, I think that it is an issue if Ted Cruz is going to hold himself up as the face of God to America. But here's the real point. When he talked about spilling the beans, one of his spokesperson there, and of course Katrina Pearson has been labeled as one of the people perhaps that Donald Trump had an affair with, but that's total speculation. You can't tell from those National Enquirer pictures who anybody is. They've got bars over their faces, the faces are pixelated, and Ted Cruz, exactly. They've got bars over their faces and saying that these various women have had affairs with Ted Cruz. That is not anything we can label anybody with, but she did come out and say that spilling the beans is quite simple when it comes to Heidi Cruz. She said she worked as a George W. Bush operative. She worked as an architect of NAFTA, which has killed millions of jobs in this country. She was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who in Senator Cruz's own words is a nest of snakes that seeks to undermine national sovereignty. And Heidi Cruz has been working for Goldman Sachs, the same global bank that Ted Cruz left off of his financial disclosure. Her entire career has been spent working against everything that Ted Cruz says that he stands for. So there, as well as the morality issue, every time we look at Ted Cruz, we see nothing but hypocrisy. And that's essentially the point. And when you look at what her influences are, when you look at this involvement that she had with the CFR. That was an organization looking at North American Union. So they filed a report, said, let's put all three of these countries together. Let's have a common border that goes around the perimeter of the three countries. They'll have it patrolled by Homeland Security. And that was a Council on Foreign Relations task force that Heidi Cruz was a part of. It was run by Robert Zoellick. This is the guy who is U.S. trade representative, who helped to craft these trade deals that are destroying our country. Let's get to the crux of the issue. As I pointed out before, we don't really have much of a choice when it comes to civil liberties with these presidential candidates. We do have a choice, though, when it comes to the central issues that are taking down this country. And that is the America Last foreign policy of the neocons, as well as these trade deals. Let's focus for a second on the foreign policy issue. We've got another article up on Infowars.com. This one from Lou Rockwell. Says Murray Rothbard soars, Bill Buckley evaporates over history, and there's a lesson here. And he goes back and he looks at the history going back to late 1965. You had Murray Rothbard offered his thoughts on National Review at the time, and he had also written a book, this full story, rather, The Betrayal of the American Right. At once, he said it was an intellectual history and a memoir. He says Murray's primary complaint was that what had once been a movement that was skeptical of or opposed overseas adventurism and empire building had now, under the influence of editor Bill Buckley, come to be defined by those very things. Now ask yourself, when we have debates between the Democrats and Republicans, is there ever any question that America should be an empire, that we should be involved in every single conflict in the world? In many cases, we're on both sides. As a matter of fact, there was an article that we had on Infowars.com talking about how we've got the Pentagon fighting the CIA in these wars. That's what it really amounts to. But that has become an orthodoxy that cannot be challenged. The mainstream media holds this up, and both the left and right paradigms hold this up. And at the core of this, what changed with all of this, we used to have an America First Republican Party, and that was destroyed by William F. Buckley's National Review. And I want to read you a little bit more about this, and I don't have the time for this, but when we come back, I'm going to read to you from some of the transcript of the New York Times interview with Donald Trump. When they summed it up, they said that his worldview, America comes first, everybody else pays. What's wrong with that? That's what the black gentleman that was interviewed by Rob Dew said. He said, hey, I'm an American. Why can't we take care of America? Why can't we have an American president that does that?
With Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, I want to go back and talk about the history of how the neocons have taken over the public debate, how they have established what the mainstream media tells us is an unchallengeable orthodoxy, and yet Donald Trump is challenging it. It's why National Review took out an entire magazine, unprecedented for them, an entire magazine to try to shut down Donald Trump. Before we do, I want to tell you real quickly, we've got a couple of specials that are going to be ending tomorrow. We've got 10% off of Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. That is our fastest-selling InfoWars Life formula yet. We keep selling out. If you want to make sure that it doesn't sell out and get your 10% discount always, sign up for AutoShip. But if you just want to try it, you can try it right now. 10% off, that sale ends tomorrow on Deep Cleanse. And if you want to get a broader pack of cleanse packages, we've got the Ultimate Cleanse Pack that includes Deep Cleanse plus Liver Shield and Oxy Powder. You can get all three of those together at 20% off. That sale also ends tomorrow, and you'll find both of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I was pointing out, we have this article on InfoWars.com comparing Murray Rothbard's influence to Bill Buckley and the National Review's influence, talking about how the National Review is declining. And there are very good reasons for that. And we're seeing the desperation of the GOP establishment. And, of course, the National Review is the mouthpiece for the GOP establishment, for the globalist, elitist trade deals, and for the forever wars that have been given to us by the neoconservatives. And we call them neoconservatives because it is a new kind of conservatism. It was a new kind of conservatism that was embodied by the National Review and William F. Buckley. And we look at this article, and I want you to read this article at InfoWars.com. It will really fill in the history for you. As he points out here, Lou Rockwell said, well before there was an official conservative movement with all of its magazines, with its crusty orthodoxies, with its ineffectual think tanks, and its craving for respectability, there was a less formal, a loose association of writers and intellectuals who opposed FDR in both his domestic and his foreign policies, a group that Murray Rothbard dubbed the old right. There was no party line among those intrepid thinkers, he says, because there was nobody to impose one. Then we had the National Review. We had William F. Buckley come along, and they have sold us the idea that we need to be the world's policeman. He says, with the advent of the National Review, these increasingly isolated voices would be silenced. They would be marginalized. Even the heroic John T. Flynn, whose anti-FDR biography, The Roosevelt Myth, had reached number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list, was turned away from National Review when he tried to warn of the dangers of a policy of military interventionism. In my time, I remember Joe Sobrand, who used to be the editor of the National Review, and as he became a non-interventionist, he was attacked by William F. Buckley. He was driven out of the magazine. He was driven out of, tried to drive him out of politics in general, tried to discredit him, not on the issue of non-interventionism. No, he tried to discredit him on the issue of racism. Do you see how National Review uses the tactics that the left uses? It's because it's the same people at the top. The same people are beholden to the multinational corporations who are writing these trade agreements that are destroying our country. And so he uses the issue of racism. He says, oh, you're not a non-interventionist. You're a anti-Semite because you don't give Israel a pass and put their concerns ahead of ours. Now, when I look at this massive transcript from the New York Times, they talk to Donald Trump. Here's some of the things that stuck out to me, of course. One of the things he says, at some point, we cannot be the policemen of the world. That's right. We're the unpaid mercenaries of the world. We've acted as the world's mercenaries, and they don't even pay us. We're not even real mercenaries. But he says at some point, we can't do this anymore. That's the reality, folks. No matter how much you love the policies of the globalists, no matter how much you love this managed trade that's going to be managed offshore, where they manage our economies, no matter how much you think we ought to be the policemen of the world, you can't keep it up. All empires collapse from their overreach. Donald Trump understands that. I think the American people do as well. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.